This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh,
good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Stephen Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what it is that you do at 11 o'clock. Whatever it is that you do, do though. I'm happy that you're doing that do and that you're doing that do with me. I want to come right out of the gate this morning and cuss out the Ministry of Works, because between them and the Negroes responsible for patching the holes in the road, I am now $25 poorer. Right? And if they could get away with saying that in church, I feel like I could say it on the radio, because I don't know what poorer is. I feel like there's only one variation to poor. I don't know if you could be poorer than poor. Poor is where it should end, right? But I am poorer today by $25. Why? Because these Neanderthals cannot seem to either fix the roads or to light them well enough so that I could actually navigate my way around the potholes that they refuse to fix. And I drive a Paso. And so when I hit a hole in my Paso with the little 13-inch tire and the hole is 13-inch, I'm going to end up with a tire that now has, you know, one of those little eggs in it. And when that happens, my car is going to drive and it's going to sound like this. Slap up, slap up, slap up, slap up, slap up. And I can't drive it like that because that's going to annoy me. And then I have to go and fix it. And when I have to go and fix it, I have to take money out of the same money that I want to save for school uniform and tablet and lunch and summer school, which is canceled, and things like that, okay? And so, please, man, I mean, not for my sake, for Jesus' sake. It would be so nice. It would be so nice if you all would stop cutting these squares across in the middle of, in the center of, on the side of dark streets. I don't know how y'all ain't killing more people. And I don't know how they keep contracting y'all to do this same dumbness. There are three of them to Spikenard Road. Y'all got one on Cowpen Road. That's not Cowpen, that's Marshall Road. And then, because this is the one I hit. This is the one I hit. And then there's a hole that obviously takes you to China right at the turn of Marshall Road and E Street. I mean, perfectly the right size for a Paso tire. I'm annoyed by this. And I want anybody with cold patch. It don't have to be the Ministry of Works. Pour some men in it for what I care. Man, could we please fix these? Please? Is that too much to ask? Sometimes this country gives me great pause. Regrettably, though, I only have one passport and I can live nowhere else. And besides, if I left here, y'all would probably let the entire place burn into the ground. Someone has got to stay here so we could cuss y'all out and y'all could get this right. Because y'all are sucking at this nation-building thing, and I don't know how much longer Bahamian people and the electorate can take it. My number is 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. I want to talk about some things. There are some things that are happening in the news, and I want to kind of have some dialogue about it. Why? Because I think it's fun dialogue stuff. I see the Commodore of the Defense Force has got a new set of challenges on his hand. It appears as though people in speedboats are now bringing Haitians, because I can tell you, they ain't swim from 5 miles. I don't know a single swimming Haitian in all of Haiti, nor anywhere else on the planet. Every Haitian I know can't swim. You could see that as xenophobia. I'm stating facts. There's not a single person I know that has Haitian origin, Haitian background. As a matter of fact, I think as soon as you get a Haitian passport, they must either just relinquish your ability to swim. Because I don't know a swimming Haitian nowhere on the planet. So if Haitian boats are now landing people 5 and 6 miles off of Nassau, you need to show me where the speedboat is that brought them. All right? I just wanted to also plug that in there while it's in my head. But I want to talk about the fact that we are killing the Church of God. I see in social media there's a lot of talk about the Church of God and the convention that it had and the people that have died, and I want to send my condolences to those people. But I also want to consider some things, right? Like, I want to consider the fact that some of the people that have died, the ones that I've heard, hover somewhere in the area of 79 years old, 77 years old. And while I'm not saying that it wasn't careless of the Church of God, right, to have had a convention of that magnitude and to even allow people that are in the high-risk category, because you could have had a youth crusade. You ain't had the one you had. You could have just had a bunch of young people in here. But there were people 77, 79, and I think the other person was 69 and some silvers that have succumbed to the effects of COVID-19, right? And this isn't me trying to downplay it in any way. I'm just saying that when we consider that, right, when we consider that, we also have to, in my opinion, consider what would have been the life expectancy of the people that have died. I think that is always something that we have to put into the argument. COVID-19, as far as my calculations are concerned, kills about 1.8% or 1.8 some awkward number percent of the people that actually get it, which means there is a 98% chance that you will survive COVID-19. Unless, of course, you're 79, unless, of course, you have, I don't know, failed kidneys or heart problems or something to that effect, predominantly have been the people that I've heard that have died as a consequence of. Now, I know that there are people, including the people that I've seen on the news, that say, listen, I still struggle with the virus. It's still difficult for me to breathe. I personally know people who say, listen, I had the virus, brother, and the reason I've been out is because, boy, sometimes as I walk, I have a difficulty catching my breath. I get it. It's a very real thing. I also saw a video from D.L. Hughley over the weekend circulating about how insane people were for saying that they weren't going to take a vaccine that has only been approved for emergency use, and that the first vaccine for smallpox is actually something that was created and that didn't have the FDA approval because the FDA didn't exist. And the point the rebuttal I make there is, great, now that the FDA exists, since they won't let me eat a can of peanut without telling me whether or not it is conducive for consumption, I don't intend to take a vaccine until they tell me that it is conducive for consumption. And I'm not talking about an emergency use, because Levin Miller ain't in no emergency. But let's divert or digress. We were talking about the Church of God. Well, the Church of God has had their function. According to them, they have exercised as best they can the COVID protocols. There have been, obviously, pictures of people wearing masks, some of them, including the Bishop, Moses Johnson, improperly wearing his mask, but wearing it nonetheless. So masks were obviously something that was a requirement. I don't know what the sanitation protocols would have been like, but according to the statement from the Church of God, they adhered to the protocols, as is mandated by them, by the Christian Council, which has been agreed by the Ministry of Health. And then I thought to myself, how are we able to draw such lines to the Church of God's event, right? Which is, sure, careless, something that was careless to have, and they ought to have postponed the event. But how do we draw correlating lines so clearly to death from that single event, but we weren't able to say whether or not there were any spin-off cases from the event that Julian Believe had, where if you remember the video, that looked like a whole lot more people than what was in the Church of God to me. And the people in that video ain't had on no mask. And I don't know if you saw what I saw, but they were shoulder to shoulder and everybody was touching everybody because there was a bunch of young people and young people, they shake up and gyrate. And when you do that, you got to get close to one another. And I'm not saying that I have a personal issue with Julian. He could do whatever he pleases, except for sing the national anthem ever again outside of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. He's free to do anything he wants. I forbid him to do that, though. Not, please don't ever go anywhere else to sing the national anthem. Any other song except for the baby national anthem. But there's no way, or apparently there's been no way, to draw lines as to whether or not there were affected people, or I have not heard reported where there was a massive outbreak at that function that obviously eclipsed every single one of the pictures that I've seen from the Church of God's function. From the church, is it Church of God's? Yes, Church of God's function, yes. So then, I mean, what is the science? Is it simply that a bunch of people in a room is an automatic formula for COVID? Because if the answer to that is yes, then I would ask for the medical physicians to explain to me the Julian Believe event. The second thing I would ask for them to explain to me, you see, because you can't, the slickness for me is, you know, I kind of feel like people are, with excessivism, targeting the church, right? And I think it's unnecessary. I think it is already an embarrassment that they are where they are, and we could just let them be taken in their fault, right? But how do you explain the cadre of people, you know, Jack Sparrow and them, the boat riding girls, that go out every single Sunday, because it's the most boat I ever see in my life. The average one of these boats are 35 feet, 40 feet, if it's a big boy toy, 45 feet if it's a big boy toy, right? These boats go out draped with people. And they liquor drinking, and they bumping and grinding, and they gyrating all over one another, and they got sweat and other body fluids flying everywhere. But somehow I've not seen any literature that draws a line, a clear one for me, to any of that. And there was just a publicized race on Rose Island the other day. The video that I saw suggests to me that there were about 300, maybe 350, 400 people on that beach. And I can tell you, this wasn't like Goodman's Bay Beach, 400 people, where 10 people sitting in each corner, or this family. No. These people are all here because they are all friends and they all together. Then how is there no clear line drawn to a massive outbreak or hotspot of COVID? And then you're going to say, those people were outside and in the open air. Great. But, like, shouldn't there be more? I mean, there has to be more. And I believe COVID is a very real thing. I'm telling you now, if you're sitting under the voice of Levin Miller, wash your hand, please wash your face. You all, for God's sake, go wash their masks, because some of them are disgusting. Sanitize your hands as often as you can. And those people that are actually giving out sanitizer, could we get some regulation on the sanitizer? Because some of this hand sanitizer feel like black spook. When you put it on your hand, you can't even get it off. Soap doesn't take it off. I don't know what is this stuff. And social distance as best as you can. But how are we drawing the line? I get it. The people that are dead all went to the event. Great. Then why are there no other events? Because there have been other events that have eclipsed the Church of God event. And there was no mass casualty there. Is there something else that we are missing? That is the question that I have. I'm not a medical expert, but that is the question. I am a Church of God boy, though. And that is pronounced in my mind. I want us to talk about it. 323-623-223-254-316-325-4259. The next thing is, Dr. Dwayne Sands has delivered some of what I consider the most scathing remarks I've heard against his own administration for its response to COVID. He has said, listen, let us be frank about this. We cannot be coy. People are dying. And if your ma come to this hospital, but she having a stroke, well, God don't walk with man always, but he better be with her that day because he no doctor could be with her that day. That's Stephen Miller paraphrasing, by the way. And I asked the question, is it enough, is it sufficient for members of the governing Free National Movement, whether they are backbenchers or otherwise, senators or otherwise, is it okay for them to simply step back and allow it to be the executive's fault? Because there are many people in the Free National Movement that take home salaries or take home stipendaries or take home emoluments that all come out of the public purse. And I just imagine that the reason you have established a political organization is so that collectively we could collectively figure out as an organization what is the direction we want for our country to go in, and then we give it to these 17 dudes that we allow to be the executive and we let them administrate that trajectory that we have agreed as the think tank of this organization. Wow, is that my music already? All right. And so those are some of the things that I want us to talk about. I'm going to play the clip from Dr. Dwayne Sands when we get back on the next side of the break. But I got to take a break, apparently. Anyway, should there be repercussions for members of the Free National Movement, not the ones in the executive? I'm talking about the backbenchers. I'm talking about the $15,000 a year senators. I'm talking about some of these $100,000 a year board appointees. I'm talking about some of these $30,000 a year board appointees. I'm talking about all of these other consultants and the this one and the special attaché to that thing that we give out all sorts of money for. Because these bunch of dudes with the bunch of salaries ain't fixed this problem yet. And if I took my car to a mechanic that I paid and he didn't fix my car, he would need to take his house to the contractor. That's all I have to say about that. It's Leland Miller. That's my music. I'm going to the break. Don't move. We can talk about it on the next side of the break when I get back.
Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up.
In these dangerous times, you need protection that you can depend on. International Security Alliance will keep your business and assets secure. Our team of skilled and professional officers provide an efficient and effective means to mitigate threats to our clients. Our services include executive chauffeuring, corporate office security, asset management, marina security, and canine security. Get the protection that you can trust. Call International Security Alliance at 601-0766 or at 601-0767. That's International Security Alliance. Enforcement through reinforcement.
As a registered nurse, I face an increased risk of exposure to the COVID-19 virus. There are times when I have been deployed to the Lyndon Pidling International Airport during the pandemic, and I have been able to provide care for our visitors, guests, and returning residents and citizens, as well as airport staff. I am also fortunate to provide care to the elderly and others who are considered high risk for severe COVID illness. Patients put their trust in me as a caregiver, and this was the deciding factor for me to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I did the research. I weighed the risk of vaccination versus the risk of serious illness, and it only made sense to be fully vaccinated. My vaccination doesn't just protect me against serious illness or death. It protects my patients, and it also protects my 89-year-old mother. As a frontline health worker, I urge you to get vaccinated. Together, we can fight the spread of COVID-19 in the Bahamas.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. 323-622-32325 4316-325-4259. You can call me, you can text me, 422-4796. Another one of the things that is circulating in the news is the Prime Minister has now called an emergency sitting of the House. I've got a six-bear bet that the bell's going to ring. I think he's going to give us the precursor for ringing the bell tonight in this 8 p.m. speech. Let us all pray that it's not longer than 35 minutes. He's going to go to the Parliament tomorrow and say, you know what, Mr. Speaker, I believe that we have all become so blinded by the blinders of polarization. We have been unable, regrettably, some of us, for our own political gains, to get ourselves out of the way of Bahamian people while they sat and died in the hospital. Some of us would more rather find ourselves in a position where we self-aggrandize, where we self-actualize rather than nationalize and make sure that we collectively come together and fix this problem. As a medical doctor, I've learned that sometimes you've got to cut the cancer before we can carry out any other treatment. It is with that in mind and a heavy heart that I have opted that to move the dangling carrot of the possibility of power from the minds of those that seek it, to remove the appetite of those who seek to do nothing more but put titles to their name and to offer themselves national office and the pleasantries that come along with it. For those that salivate over the trinkets of public office, Mr. Speaker, I believe that it is in the best interest of the Bahamian people that I remove that thing. And the only way to do that, regrettably in the middle of this pandemic, is to go to a general election. It is with that I say that we suspend the House. We shall extend the emergency orders until August 13, which is when they would have expired anyway. And 60 days from that day, we will call a general election. That is what I believe will happen. Let's take this phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Levin Miller.
Yes, Mr. Miller, I heard your bias with respect to the Church of God. The Church of God, in my opinion, acted very irresponsible because there was no reason for them to have a convention.
We agree.
They have ordered to have church service as a minimum capacity of 30% of the audience. So there is no. I have a serious problem with that because you are the pillar.
No, we agree. We agree.
Of the moral fiber of this country.
We agree,
Gordon. And to do something so irresponsible that result in the death of those persons that died, mm-hmm. 70, 80, and the like, is just outright ridiculous. I mean, they should be coming forward with a public apology.
I don't disagree with you, right? I don't disagree with you at all. As a matter of fact, if you heard what I said is that we ought to let them be taken in their fault, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm not here seeking repentance on behalf of the Church of God. All I am saying is I'm trying to see if there is something that we missed. Because do you remember the Julian Believe event?
Yeah, okay.
That event, based on everything that I've seen, eclipsed what I saw at the Church of God. Yet there have been no direct lines of death or mass hospitalization as a result of that. So I'm just wondering, it obviously isn't the size of the crowd. How exactly, and what I'm trying to get you to help me explain, because maybe I'm not doing it correctly, is over this weekend, I attended a small wedding that was in keeping with the protocols. I think it was 30 of us there, right? How do I know I would not have caught it there? Obviously, the size of the crowd doesn't matter. Because if you on one hand consider the size of that crowd at the Believe Party, or let me not say that because I don't want them to play crazy and try to say they can sue me for saying it was his, because he said it wasn't his. The size of the whoever party that was that they said was Julian Believe's party, right? When you consider the size of that crowd that eclipsed the crowd at the Church of God convention, then how do you explain them mass deaths over here, but none over there? That just doesn't add up to me. Do you understand my point?
To draw that analogy, but my point is that neither would have been in keeping with the protocol. So the reality is that there's supposed to be literally no gathering. Literally no
I agree.
And so if you were given a specific timeline, the church knew, everybody knew that 80% occupancy, right? I'm a church, I attend a Baptist church, but I'm not making no apology for nobody. You've got to get it right. You're a moral compass of this country.
I completely agree.
You are a gateway.
I completely
right?
agree.
Right? And so therefore, it's expected that you lead by example. You're supposed to be advising the government as to how they should go about certain policies, as opposed to violating policies that are being laid down for the in the best interest of the general public. So on that premise alone, the good bishop need to come and apologize to the Bahamas at large. But in particular, those persons who would have lost their lives, should have already met with their family individually, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I is with that. I mean, what Dr. Sam said, maybe people might see it as a scaling account, but he brought reality. That's what we have got to deal with. The reality is what we saw at Princess Margaret Hospital will continue, because when we had time to do something about the situation in terms of getting a COVID center, we didn't do that.
We did nothing, right? And the point I make is, can Dr. Sands wash himself clean? Because these are his friends. They are together. He is the baby and they is the bad water.
No, he can't, because he can't separate himself, because he was there in the initial beginning. We have no disagreement on that. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you very much. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. Let me get a couple of these text messages out of the way. This here says the boat is open air and the salt breeze would make it hard for the viruses to be transmitted. I guess. I don't know if this. I think all that open air is even worse, because you know some of these people, they like to talk on boat. And I tell you, the one thing COVID helped me realize with y'all is plenty of y'all got wet moat. And if you have your wet moat in this breezy boat, your wet moat plus this breezy boat means the speckles got to get on me. Because you feel the need to tell your friend about how this boy been trying to get you on his boat for a whole year. Let me not be sexist. You feel the need to tell your friend about how this girl owned this boat all this time and can't drive it. And so you were scared to come, and now y'all out here. I don't really know how to make up a story about getting man on boat. Only one dude I know won't go on boat. I don't know nobody else. All right? The point I make is, I ain't sure if that adds up to me. And these are the things that I think create COVID uncertainty. There's so many things that just do not add up. Dear Levin, please take an extra hour now that one is on vacation. You need 2 hours. His name is Dwight Strawn. He happens to be programming manager here at The Guardian Radio. He's quite capable of making sure that happens. Good morning, Levin. You are totally correct. You are asking a logical and common sense question about the church convention and other events. But when they cannot give you an answer, they will just dismiss you as a conspiracy theorist. Hey, Levin, the bell will ring tomorrow. He only put it off the last 2 weeks because Brave beat him to the punch. I think he's going to ring the bell tomorrow. And if he's smart, if his speech writers are smart, they're going to make it look like he ringing the bell because he can't get Brave to stop trying to be prime minister. And so since you can't stop, all right, I didn't tell you the people don't want you. But since all you care about is being prime minister, you know what? Let's go. Because I had enough and I got people to save and you are making me upset with this. See, that's kind of how you got to set the narrative for that. For those that salivate for an opportunity to have the public purse at their disposal, for those who find themselves titillated by the trinkets of public service and public life, I want to remove that thing so as to ensure that the only thing that we are focusing on for the next 6 months is saving the lives of Bahamians, and that is why I'm going to a general election. Mr. Speaker, I wish that I had not to. I don't have until May. I don't know what this man's problem is, those on that side. But I want to send them to the Bahamian people so the Bahamian people could reject them and the folly of their ways one more time. And that way, me and my people could get back to governing this country, because it's about their future. You see that? I tell you. Watch tomorrow. Miller, he has no choice but to call an election. Their ability to borrow money to fund their deficit is hampered. Institutions don't like to lend the amount of sums we need, knowing that the person borrowing may not be in power to see through their plans. Okay. Well, that's not wasting trying to get a loan, a consumer loan. Good morning. I don't think it's the size of the crowd, but how responsible or irresponsible the persons are acting with regards to masking and sanitizing. Then that may be something that's possible. Again, I say, though, if you've seen the event that is alleged to have been the Believe event, right? Boy, they had no mask on there. No one had a mask on. When I saw the video, I instantly needed a ventilator because I feel like I had COVID watching it. I said, Jesus, COVID had to be in here. That's what I said. So, I mean, and I tote no water for the Church of God. I tote no water for the Bishop of the Church of God. All I'm saying is I think this castigation of the church, it's not without good reason, you know. I'm just trying to figure out how do we make the lines of correlation add up to me. How are we able to say, okay, this is where these bunch of people died from. That's where they get the COVID from. How do we know? And again, I don't mean this to be insensitive. I'm asking questions because I don't know the answers, right? How do we know that the people didn't take the COVID there? It's very possible because sometimes you got it and you don't know you got it. Is all I'm saying. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. And okay, let me let y'all hear the clip from Dr. Dwayne Sands, right? Because I don't know. I don't know if any person that calls themselves a Free National Movement candidate, I don't know if any person that calls themselves at this point a Free National Movement, anything in any section of any government, anything that collects a salary or a stipendry, because they don't ever let you forget when they get appointed to these things or when they get picked for these things, right? And I feel like that should come with just a little bit more than an opportunity for you to put on a small suit or have someone make you tea. I feel like when you're getting money, you got to turn your brain on. So let's hear Dr. Dwayne Sands. And then tell me whether or not it is fair for anybody in the Free National Movement to still have anything to say with regard to the piss poor handling of the pandemic.
I don't believe that little children should be vaccinated. And I would cut off at about 12, okay? Because I don't think we have the evidence, and the risk for them is different than the risk for older people. So, you know, 15-year-old, go for it. 14-year-old, go for it. 6, 7, nope. I have not yet been convinced. In deep trouble in the Bahamas. If they don't, that's going to pretty this up. Right now, our hospital's about to collapse. Okay? If your mommy has a stroke today, there ain't no place to put her. I need you to understand that. Okay? You can put her on the porch. She can sit out there until we get her COVID test back. And then, even if she's COVID negative, we may not have a place to put her, but put her in the hallway. That's how bad it is in the Bahamas right now.
And the question I ask is, how can anybody that is on any paid anything in this administration, right? Whether it is a paid member of parliament salary, again, a paid senator's salary, a paid cabinet minister's salary, a paid board of any board salary, how is it that anybody that has that kind of association with the governing party, particularly if you are a recently ratified or nominated candidate, and I don't just mean Dwayne Sands, I talk about him because he's talking, but I'm talking about all of the new, bright, amazing talent that you all claim you all suck up and soak up. I'm talking about all of the little minions you all got in the UDOM, one bunch of fellas running around who believe they could be prime minister one day. All of them. You're trying to tell me all they just do is meet and eat corned beef sandwich and drink jungle juice? That's all they could do? You have to by now have said to me, man, that listen, we have had something from the woman's arm of the Free National Movement proposed. We're going to look at that. We've had something from the men's arm of the Free National Movement proposed. We're going to look at that. And don't tell me that you can't do this. Because The prime minister asks us to put ideas into some website, something, right? So obviously ideas can come from anywhere, including the man and woman branch of these organizations. Here is the youth arm proposal for how do we combat COVID. But if all you tell me is the 12% in taxes I pay in, if the 12% in taxes that I pay can't fix the road, so much so that I got to spend $25 that I ain't planning to spend on a Monday to fix the tire that y'all hold damaged because my tire was perfectly good before that. The least y'all should be able to do is could put my ma in a bed when she comes to the hospital. But we keep letting these fellas get away. Let's take another call. Come on and call her. You're on. Call her there. They don't want to talk to me? Give me a call.
Hello?
Call her. You on?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Levon.
Hey, Robert.
How are you?
I feel great.
Now, I was around when HIV first blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
So they found out how it was spread.
Mm-hmm.
Sex shops, bad New York City, all of a sudden, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Children's stock went up 1,000 per fold.
Mm-hmm.
But they found out that's how it is spread. We know wet mouth spread virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere that's shouting, screaming, singing, that spread virus. Churches should be off limit. Bars and churches should be shut down. Because Dr. David Andrews says Delta virus is like chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
If one person comes to school in the class with chickenpox, the whole class have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how contagious this thing is. Now, I see how much running on, but going to church, that should be off limits. Viral church from now on. If you bring thing, you spew it out.
Mm-hmm.
When you get the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, you shouting out, you the preacher, he's spreading it, the whole church spreading it. We're like a grip on it.
But Robert, are they spreading it more than listen to me. I see y'all fellas been saved from the day y'all born must be. I remember when I was a hot-blooded, warm-bodied, run-and-gun, hot-shot pocket rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't going to be no way I was going to be to that party with that many felines that looked that fine, and I rubbing body on them. I'm telling you that right now.
But listen now.
Hold on, Robert. Let me tell you.
Okay.
I was strong. I would have been picking some of them up. I would have been having a yabba-dabba-doo time if I went to a party of that magnitude 10 or 15 years ago, right? You can't tell me that them people spreading less COVID. First of all, in order to talk to a woman in a place with that amount of music, you have to talk right into her ears. The spray going right in her ears, and when she tried to put on her makeup, she could spread that across her face, and bam, COVID got her.
But let me say, when you are impaired and drunk, you do unprotected sex easy. You don't think it. They're not thinking.
Gin is the vaccination then. Everybody should just have gin. On you.
Bunch of people drunken. They ain't thinking about no cover. They can have fun.
So why were there not more casualties from that event? That's the only question. You haven't answered that yet.
Did they do any tracing?
And now you are taking me to my point. How come we was able to draw this wonderful little perfect line that takes us directly to the Church of God? Right?
Yep.
But we can't. Are you telling me? Did you see the video from the party that was at the place on the hill here? Did you see the party? Is Robert gone? There were countless people at that party. None of the people at the party I saw had on a mask. Well, Robert said, when you're drinking liquor, COVID can't get you. So there you have it, everybody. Go get yourself a swag today. I have a couple of local community watering holes that I would recommend, especially, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. Let's read another text message. 323-622-3235-431-6325-4259. I just don't understand how they have this wonderful, neat line. Very perfectly neat line. Like, this line ain't got no zig, no zag, no nothing in it. These people, the Church of God killed them. I don't know. I think that's interesting. And the Church of God building couldn't generate COVID. So where do people come from before they went to the Church of God event to bring the COVID down? This just says, but you acting like there is a way to address this. Who has done it in the world? Countries with infinite more resources than... I love FNM apologists. Many countries of the world do not have the advantage of an archipelago. That's one. And we could have used our archipelago a long time. That's two. Many of the countries of the world don't have a teaspoon population, Literally, the people that are grappling with this got millions of people to govern. We can't get 270,000 people right. You realize that there are 270,000 people basically on the smallest rock, one of them, in the Bahamas. And we messing that. What if this population was 4 million people? The problem is you can't keep paying people five and six-figure salaries and their brains still in the bubble wrap. Anyway, it's the 45. I'm going to the break. Don't move. I got more show on the next side. Y'all stop apologizing for these people. They get paid plenty money. I'll be back on the next side of the break.
Woman and man up, they say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up.
In these dangerous times, you need protection that you can depend on. International Security Alliance will keep your business and assets secure. Our team of skilled and professional officers provide an efficient and effective means to mitigate threats to our clients. Our services include executive chauffeuring, corporate office security, asset management, marina security, and canine security. Get the protection that you can trust. Call International Security Alliance at 601-0766 or at 601-0767. That's International Security Alliance. Enforcement through reinforcement.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
I want to come back from the break with this text message. It says, it speaks to our indiscipline as a people, or it speaks to the myopia of the people that are in charge of leading this place. They have not come up with one new plan. Princess Margaret Hospital wasn't crumbling when COVID started. That thing been crumbling. Must even Columbus land, all right? The second thing, we have not adjusted this strategy. They say we've had additional beds or we've added to bed capacity. Well, that was because some foreigners came here and dropped a tent on the ground as if we didn't see a tent collapse in Grand Bahama already, so we know that that plan can't work. As if we are not in an active hurricane season with hurricanes billowing this way towards us as we presently speak. When I go outside, a hurricane might be out there right now. We continue to repeat dumbness and expect that somehow the outcome won't be dumb. It was stupid when we did it the first time. And 17 months later, we are continuing in stupidity. If I could speak Latin, I would say this have to be stupiditas continuus or continuitum. And I don't know how we keep paying these fellas for this stuff. Let's take a call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly there? Hey, caller.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Sparky.
Very good, buddy. Hope you had a good weekend and a safe one. Hope you found again, a safe one.
Yeah, I back. I hear.
Yeah, and you got a couple of water in those, so you've been there, so you had a good one.
I had to go and do some weekend inspections.
Yeah, I wanna touch a little thing on. I tired of the COVID thing, and everybody got the answer to everything, except the truth. But I want to touch on the pothole situation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up, and anybody in my set and those a generation after me can remember. At one time, we had a department called the Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you might even remember this, where they had a truck going around. Every day you could see this truck going around through the little side corners with a big pile of tar on it, one driver, two or three fellas, one with one brush and a bucket with tar and thing, and one with a tamper down thing, and one with one shovel and one rake.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start from one end of East Avenue, and they'll come through there, and every little crack in the road, every little thing they see, they fix that corner. Go through the next corner, and that was their daily job. But as we drive around here now, especially after it rained, we know the rain has washed the new hole there with the curry right underneath the 2-inch tar. And then nobody seems to see that. I wonder if the parliamentarians and the ministers and them, although they have outriders and chauffeurs and fancy cars, if they trade them in for helicopter, because they can't be driving the same road with me beyond.
No, they don't have to pay for tires.
No, they just leave from the backyard in a helicopter where they live and land in the ministry yard where they live and stuff like that. But you notice they always keep the Eastern Road, Bay Street, Shirley Street, and them streets where certain the elite people just drive, fixed and tarred and repave all the time. But over East Street, McCullough Corner, all through the corner, Mason Sedition, Mont Royal Avenue, what goes from Hawkinsville down to Wolf Road. One of the main thoroughfares like Camp Road and East Street and stuff. Where people traveling every day. It feels like you're on the moon surface, in and out craters. Nobody see these things, and it looks like the only people that get any contract to fix the roads is these elite parliamentarians which own the tar and asphalt company. They get all the contracts to do the sidewalk and the roads whenever they ask for it. But why can't they put the Ministry of Works to do their job and have a truck go around through these little side corners and patch these holes? Let that be a daily job every day.
No, I completely agree with you, Sparky. I don't disagree with that at all. And I'll tell you why I'm actually very concerned about this whole Church of God thing, you know, Sparky. Sparky, I agree. They don't fix the holes because they don't have to buy the tires. But I will say this. I even ain't talking about the ones that the rain put there. I'm talking about the holes like the ones through Spike Nod that they cut in the road. They cut them there. The rain can't make square holes. Man put them there. All right? The second thing, though, is, you know, and again, I don't want to be insensitive to the family of Glennis Hannah Martin. You all, please have my greatest sympathy. You know, I think Adie Hannah is only the second greatest Acklands man to have ever lived next to the Reverend L.K. Miller. I don't know nobody else from Acklands that is as good as them, too. But if we saying that the Church of God's issue was an issue that led to mass deaths, we are about to, for the first time in a long time, bury a governor general. Are you going to do to him what you did to Darrell Rule? Because the speculation is you do that to Darrell because he was a PLP. You jerk him in the ground and we move off like the man didn't give so many years of his life to public service. We are going to bury the first governor general, I think since I was maybe 7 years old or thereabout. I don't in my very recent memory, certainly no time during my time in service recall, burying a governor general. And I would have had 18 years on the job by this time. I don't remember a governor general's funeral. So this is going to be the first governor general former's funeral that I have witnessed in for whatever long time it has been. We are in the middle of a COVID crisis. You all are claiming that church services somehow is how this thing magically could just kill a bunch of people. Well, what are we going to, or is it going to be different when we take him to the Anglican Church, because there will be the incense and somehow the incense will sterilize the air. What exactly is the plan? Or is it because the Anglicans are so much more well-behaved, there won't be any jumping and shouting, and as a consequence, if the spirit don't move, the people can't catch COVID? I want you all to draw clear lines for me to follow, because this hocus-pocus stuff that you all keep trying to convince me of doesn't make any sense. And I think a man like Adie Hannah deserves a national funeral, a state funeral, sorry, and I believe it ought to have all the trimmings. Because what happened to Darrell Rule ought never happen to anybody that sacrifices their life in national service. This text right here says, you all think these preachers worrying about anybody getting sick? All they want is the dollar. I don't agree with that. So you shouldn't shut down the food stores as well, too, because they does be packed on the weekends. I agree with you, sir. This next one here says, the first thing we should have done was use abandoned buildings for hospital beds and free testing. Some countries wish they only had 400,000 people to deal with. I'm telling you, and these fellas really don't have 400,000 because you can't be counting mama and going to the Crooked Island. They don't check for her. If you don't live on some people live right off East Street, they don't check for her. So they ain't checking for the whole 400,000 to begin with. It's about 280,000 people that you have to govern if you're prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, literally. I mean, that's about the size of a school. Anyway, that's my time. You hear the music. I'm leaving Miller. I was unleashed on your radio. That means it was somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. But this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news for you. It's next. Become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is...